Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Affected landowners and householders residing near or adjacent to the emerging route of the Dungarvan to Mallow Greenway project are fearful of the impact that the Greenway will have on their lives. To discuss the effects from a farming point of view, I'm joined by Cleona O'Shea, who is a beef farmer living in Fermoy. Good morning to you, Cleona.
Good morning, Patricia. How are you?
I'm very well, and you're welcome to the programme. I suppose, take me back firstly from your own point of view. When did you first find out that part of your farm could end up being used as part of the Greenway?
The week following when the war broke out in Ukraine. On the Monday, how I know it was then was because on Monday, Charlie McConnell came out and asked all the farmers to grow more grain because of the war and what was going to happen down the line as regard feedstuffs and food. And that was on Monday. And the very next day, on Tuesday, the letter came in the door from the county council to say they're going to take 2 acres of the farm office for a greenway. Like, that was the extra grain gone out the window straight away.
But the particular 2 acres, what effect would the taking 2 acres doesn't sound like a lot, but what effect would it directly have on your farm?
Well, you see, you know about the derogation and all that,
yeah.
Now, and you see it's all linked to acreage.
Okay.
And that 2 acres will reduce my nitrates derogation by 2 acres. It works on livestock units, and an adult cow, say, is one livestock unit. It'll be 2 livestock units that I will never, ever, ever be ever able to have again, and all the produce from them, let it be milk or calves or whatever, forever. That's gone forever. And then, you know, like you've heard about single farm payments, and that is paid on farm size acreage, hectares, they call it that. But that's 2 acres gone out of the single farm payment forever. Now, our single farm payments have been eroded and eroded and eroded. And they're coming out saying, oh, the farmers are getting this, we're going to give the farmers this, this and this. But the actual fact is we're jumping through hoops to get back what they took off us.
And like, would you be compensated for that loss of income by losing the 2 acres?
I asked that question at a meeting in Ballyduff Upper Hall there last year. And I asked the county manager, Michael Welch from Waterford County Council. At the moment, we have 120 acres. So at current prices, that makes our farm worth about 4 million. So if we were to lose that 2 acres and our farm is devalued by half because of the Greenway, say, and because of the situation where they will landlock half of our farm between the river and the Greenway and no access to it because there's no other road frontage to it, only there's only the river and the Greenway, and I'll have to over and back and over and back across the Greenway to get access to half my farm. So then it's halved in value. And I asked them, would they come along and compensate me 2 million for the loss in value? And he actually laughed at me. And I said to him, look, I said, I don't know why you're laughing, because under the terms of CPO, which is what we are being threatened with and which is what will have to happen here, I'm to be, under the terms of CPO, I'm to be left no worse off. Now I'm to be left no better off, but I'm certainly to be left no worse off. And he couldn't answer me. But I know, like, they will not compensate us. Like, that is just for the loss of value. You have the loss of
income. Well, the loss of income that you've outlined there.
But, yeah, but they say they will, but you'll be years and years and years fighting for it.
But the access that you've raised there, will access be a huge concern?
Oh, huge concern, because we're not, like, if you're a dairy farm, they'll give you an underpass, right?
Yeah.
So you can bring your cows in and out to milk them. But you see, they don't give it to beef farmers and they don't give it to tillage farmers. And then your problem is over and back and opening and closing gates. And you see, the 50 acres near the river is usually our silage ground, because we, like, for our first slot of silage, because it's usually, we're a floodplain on the, for the Blackwater. So it's usually the wetter ground, and it's too wet to leave cattle out too early. So we usually use it for our silage or maybe hay, depending on what weather we'll get. And, like, for us to draw, we do all our own work here. We don't have any contractors coming in here. We're a very self-sufficient, low-impact, low-input model, and which is what they're telling us to do. And we're doing everything right. We're doing everything they're telling us. And still they're coming after us. And, like, for us to draw in, say, 50 acres of silage across the Greenway, just two people, that's the best part of a week's work, over and back and over and back the Greenway all week. And we can't close it because it's a public road at this stage. So, like, we don't own it anymore. We can't close it up and stop the people.
Mm.
So,
and if, like, there's going to be, and I'm also thinking, if there's going to be gates, as you're saying, that the gates are to be open and closed.
We'll have to open the gates close the gates.
But would you have concerns from a public safety point of view about livestock?
Massive, but it's not even that. It's the safety of the public is a huge issue as well. It's not even just, like, at this point, with as regards the livestock, at the moment, there's only one roadway in here into our farm. And to get to our farmyard, you have to pass our house.
Okay.
You have to pass my kitchen window. So, like, there is a cottage with tenants in it at the gate as well. And they will see people coming in and out. And I'll see people coming in and out. But if the Greenway goes in, there's two more access points then. There's one up near the town and there's another one in the village down in Clan de Lan. And it's very easy to open the gate and run my cattle off down that Greenway at 3 or 4 or 5 in the morning and have a cattle box waiting at the end in Clan de Lan and load up my cattle and be gone. It's very simple to do that if that Greenway goes in. You have, like, it will be about 100 yards from our yard. We'd have an awful lot of tools that couldn't be carried away, or, like, farmers do a lot of their own fixing and mending and work.
Security, I know where you're coming from. Okay, talk to me about what sort of negotiations and what sort of discussions have you had with the council?
I spoke to you last year, and I really haven't had any more discussions since I spoke to you last year. We have a public liaison officer. He is a gentleman. He's a lovely man. He takes every call. He answers every email. But he doesn't know anything to tell us because they're not telling him. So there's not really much point in having a public liaison officer if nothing to liaise with you.
But I was reading the government strategy for the development of these greenways. And they say, and I quote, early engagement with the local community and particularly landowners that may be affected either directly or indirectly before any discussions regarding route selection is vital.
Well, the very first we heard of it was on social media when the county council put up a map of the emerging preferred route. at the that was the very, very first we heard of it. Nobody knocked on a door. Nobody came and walked the ground to see was it, could they actually, would it work? And like on our farm, now it's not entirely the probably liaison officer's fault, but on our farm, when he came here last year, we were kind of in the same situation last year, trying to get the grain in as we are this year, and everything was late. And we only had a small window, and my partner was ploughing, and I had had an accident, and I couldn't walk. I was on crutches, and I couldn't walk the farm with him, and I asked him to come back again at a later date. And he hasn't been back, so he has not walked his farm. So they don't know the gradient, they don't know the lie of the land, the topography of the farm.
Yeah.
But they've sent a revised map of where they're going to go. But like, it should be like doing the King of the Mountains in the Tour de France where they want to go. It's like there's an 80-foot drop, and then they want to go across the bottom of the farm, and then an 80-foot climb back up the other side. Like, I don't see any little legs doing that journey on a bike or walking.
Yeah, greenways are normally flat. And whenever people hear about greenways, Cleona, we constantly hear, oh, it's the old railway lines that are going to be used. But I think what people forget is most of the railway lines have been redeveloped, and that's exactly what's happened on your farm.
Yeah, and the rail line closed in 1967, and it was all the tracks were taken up and exported to Germany. The sleepers were all auctioned off, and then in the 70s, then CIE came and approached all the landowners. There's 150 landowners directly involved now. There's homeowners and business owners as well. It's not just farmers that are affected, and they came and they offered to sell it back to the landowners because they didn't want the responsibility of it between upkeep and claims and usual.
Yeah.
They didn't want they wanted rid of it. So like we bought it back. Our deed here is dated to 1982. That's when it was bought here. We bought 2 acres back, and over the next 3 or 4 years, then it was leveled back in. Like you had a cut and you had a bank. And the courses, you know, where the rail line was down underground, and you went down and the ground sloped down to the line, and then the bank then it was where at the other side of the farm it went up over ground, and there was like a little stone bridge that the cattle went under, and like a pony and trap. You certainly wouldn't fit a tractor in there, but that was at the other side. So my father-in-law then he got in a man with a digger and they used the tractors and trailers from here. And they drew the bank then. They dug out the bank and they drew that over and filled in the cut and levelled it all off. And like it's 220-acre fields now.
So it's, developed and integrated into the farm.
It took an awful lot of years to bring up the fertility of that as well to match the rest of the farm.
And that's the 2 acres they want back?
Yeah. On our farm because there is no other option.
Where are you at now, Cleona? That's a year on, as you say, since we last spoke. We're no further on.
TII they're seemingly the feasibility study is over, and they're trying to decide now whether it's back to the drawing board, or they're going to public consultation, or whether they're going to scrap it, which I don't think is actually going to happen, because the attitudes from the county council, not the councillors now, but the actual county council, say the county managers, is going through hell or high water, and we have no choice, and that's that. And because Minister Ryan, in all his wisdom, decided that CPO for leisure trails was okay. And that CPO threat is there for every homeowner, every landowner, even people in towns. If Eamon Ryan decides he wants to put a cycle track outside your front door and he needs your garden, he can CPO your garden no matter what your property rights are in the Constitution. And he put that into legislation that he can CPO for cycleways now.
Okay.
Before CPOs were used for essential structure, like a road or maybe a school.
Not for the greenways, there are new ones. Have you put in a submission lodging your objections?
We have lodged. All 150 of us have objected. And you see, because of the tweaks that they've done now, and they've pushed it to ditches, and instead of going through the middle of a field, they're going around the ditch of a field in some places. But then you see what they're after doing then is somebody has built a beautiful bungalow and bought a site and built a beautiful bungalow. And now it's going, like one place it's going like the width of a footpath from their child's bedroom window. Another man, he spent a lot of money and he built his house, and later on then he developed and he put on a beautiful sunroom on the south facing aspect of his house with views and the whole lot, and spent, and they're expensive as well. And the next thing, 5 metres from his sunroom, the public are going to be walking. He'll never open the blinds there. Should they be looking straight in the window?
I shouldn't laugh, because I was going to say he'd be waving out the window at him.
He purposefully bought a house in the country.
I know.
So that he wouldn't have Joe Public looking in at him.
For that reason. Okay, just very finally, a question from a listener. Who will police the greenways?
Nobody polices them.
So there's an issue of littering, antisocial behaviour.
I know Councillor Ger Barron in County Waterford. I'm from County Waterford, so originally. But I know that Councillor Ger Barron in County Waterford has asked for policing on the Waterford Greenway and has been told no. A warden of some kind on it. Lately, there in Limerick, on the Greenway in Limerick, there was a couple of girls assaulted. You had the girl, poor girl, that was killed on the Greenway last year. Oh, do you remember that poor girl, that teacher?
There's nobody policing it. Okay, and
it,
just very finally, somebody says, could that farmer get some, your good self, get equity released from the farm and get a loan for an underpass? Would an underpass sort any of your access issues?
Not in our situation, because we're not just strictly beef, we do tillage as well. And the underpasses are they won't be big enough for machinery, for a combine or for trailers.
It wouldn't work. There. Okay.
And as well as that, we're limestone ground, and really and truly, like, if you go down so far, next thing you hit a cave, it'd be like the Mitchelstown Caves.
Yeah, you couldn't.
Under our
farm. All right, listen, we'll keep in contact with you, Cliona. Thank you for that, though, and thanks for joining us on the programme.
Thanks very much, Patricia. Thank you.
Good morning to you. Bye-bye. That's Cliona O'Shea from Moy. Well, it's a very stressful time. It really is for anybody who's on that emerging route. And I know there'll be the argument. Some people love the idea of these greenways. But when it's actually directly affecting either your home, or in Cliona's case, it's not just her home is going to be affected, but it's also her business. It's also their farm is going to be affected.